And number two, will you receive him? Will you see him? Will you receive him? And I'm going to give you three things on here that you must do, that I must do, that any sinner must do to receive God's grace. Now, there's lots of different opinions and theories out there on how to do this. I'm going to do the best I can to summarize biblical truth on this. First, you must be convicted in your heart. I'll circle back and define that. You must be convicted in your heart. And number two, you must be converted. Your heart must be converted. You must be convicted in your heart that you're a sinner. Your heart must be converted to love Christ and to trust in Christ. And then finally, as an expression of that, confess your faith publicly and be baptized. Confess your faith publicly and be baptized. It is commanded in Scripture. To ignore it would be disobedience. Will you receive him? So will you be convicted in your heart? What does that mean? Well, it means to come to grips with the truth of who you are. A courtroom illustration, I think, is a good one to describe what spiritual conviction is. They'll go into, open a door and go into the inner room of your heart. OK, and picture a courtroom there in the depths of your heart. God is the judge. And you are on trial. And you, like I, are guilty of all kinds of corruption and breaking God's law. And the verdict is guilty. This is without God's grace. This is just us on our own. Now, naturally speaking, what do we do? We all know this. It's not a trick question. We disagree with God. He says guilty. We say you're crazy. Now, conviction would be when we're convicted, very simply, that God is not crazy, that he is right. I am guilty. I am a sinner. I am unholy. I do have a problem. I do need to be saved. What have I done? I sinned against this beautiful, beautiful God. That's conviction. It's agreeing with God's verdict against us instead of disagreeing with God's verdict against us. And through the preaching of who God is, of God's attributes, of God's holiness, of God's commandments, the Spirit of God will bring us to conviction and start to show us the truth about ourselves, that we are guilty, that we are sinners, that we do need to be saved. And don't rush people through this period of conviction. People start to think of spiritual things and be interested in spiritual things. That doesn't mean they're saved. Let the Holy Spirit do his work. Let the Spirit work in someone's heart. Let the Spirit bring someone to full conviction that they know in their hearts they've sinned against the Holy God. Give the Spirit time to work. Don't rush someone through and tell them they're saved just because they're thinking about spiritual things. They must come to a settled rest in Christ and they're saved forever. But just starting to be awakened does not mean saved. Let someone come under conviction. Don't be afraid of that. Trust the Spirit. You must be convicted in your heart that you are a sinner. And number two, you